Okay, let's begin part five, I think, of six. Part five of six of issues of Lishul Shabbos. Just to remember, we spoke about the three major Delraisa concepts. That was the issues of the rules and regulations. We spoke about the sources of heat. We spoke about Bishul HaBishul, Afiyah HaBishul, and related topics. That was all the Bishul Delraisa. And now we get into the Bishul Derabanan. The three major areas of Bishul Derabanan, which is so lamaisa about what to cook. And, you know, Bishul Daraisa, there are some times that it comes up, but very often, most often, we're not talking about Bishul Daraisa on Shabbos. Most things are pre-cooked and done. Again, it could come up, but especially by liquids. But most of the time, not. But the three issues with Derabanan always come up. You can't function in the house on Shabbos, getting ready for Shabbos, without knowing these halachas. Shehiya, Hatzara, and Hatmana. So last week we discussed Shehiya. That was all about what to do, what you're allowed to do before Shabbos. That was all Shehiya. Now we get into Hachzara. Hachzara is what you're allowed to do on Shabbos. How you're allowed to put food onto a heat source on Shabbos. What is the Isser of Hachzara? The Isser of Shehiya was no leaving food in an improper way from before Shabbos. Hachzara means the Isser Derabanan to place food on Shabbos directly on a fire. Even if Bishul Daraisa is not relevant. Right, let's say I have cooked chicken. Cooked chicken. It's dry. It's cooked. I take it out. I put it on a fire. That's a problem. Right? That's an issue of Hachzara. Of Hachzara. What's the issue of Hachzara? So many Rishonim, most Rishonim say it's a different chash than Shehiya. If you remember, Shehiya was Shemi Echata. Maybe you'll come to stoke the coals. Maybe you'll come to make the fire bigger, and therefore you can't leave certain things there at the before Shabbos. Hachzara, according to most Rishonim, is different. Mechzi kimevashel. It looks like cooking. That's the Issa Derabanan. Rashi says that there, you have it there in Shabbos, Taflam and Vav. Lo machzir in b'Shabbos, de mechzi kimevashel. It looks like cooking. The Chachmei Sfarad also say this in the Sefer Shabbos. It looks like cooking. If I put something on a fire, even if it's fully cooked, it looks like cooking. And therefore, it is mechzi kimevashel, it's also Derabanan. Rabbi Eider and a Sefer on Shabbos say, there could be two aspects to it. The different Rishonim. Mitzad other people or mitzad me? They both are important. Now, I'm not allowed to do something that looks like cooking because I might end up doing real cooking. Or mishum amar sayin type of halacha that others see me do it and they won't be machalik between already cooked and not already cooked. But again, Rov Rishonim assume that Hachzara, the Isser of putting things onto a fire on Shabbos, is an issue of Mechzi kimevashel. There are some Rishonim, Rabbi Natam writes this in the Sefer HaYashar, in source number 4, the Chlush Yaron writes this in the beginning of Perikira, that maybe it's also Shemi Echate. Maybe it's also based on, you know, if you put something on, then you might want to, you know, stoke the coals or make it bigger. So Shemi Echate might be the reason on Shabbos as well, but again, many Rishonim say that it is... It is the reason for asking of Asha. We try to be mapper for both reasons, as we'll see. So, what is the root of Hachzara? So, if you learn, we don't remember anything from this year, it's the next minute. The five conditions of Hachzara, based on the Gemara. Five conditions of Hachzara. I need these five conditions in order to put something. I need all of them, as we'll see. Not like one or the other. I need all five conditions to put something on a fire on Shabbos. The goal. The oneness is, really we say it's the Isser of Hachzara. If it really can be classified as Hachzara, then it's Mutter. You're allowed to be Machzir something on Shabbos. Hachzara. The problem is Nesina L'Chatila. If halachically it's called a Nesina L'Chatila, that's a problem. If we could get it to be called Hachzara, just returning it, so then that would be okay. So let's first talk about the conditions. They're from the Gemara and from the Rishonim, and then we'll see them inside. So one of the five conditions of Hachzara, number one, the first three are needed, period. You can't get away without them. Number three, we'll see the last two might be a little different. Number one, Mevushal Kol Tzarecho. Mevushal Kol Tzarecho. That's not really a Hachzara issue. That's a Bishul Daraisa issue. But if something is not Mevushal Kol Tzarecho, you cannot put it back. Let's say I want to take out some Cholent and put it back somehow, so then... You know, I'm going to, all the conditions, it's a covered fire, and it's in my hand, and I have das, as we'll see. If it's not fully cooked yet, forget Derabanan. That's the fully cooked. Levusho kol tzarcha. It's allowed to be mitztamek v'yafelo. Right? If you put the challan back and it's going to get better overnight, that's fine. As long as it's fully cooked, the Bir Halacha says this in Reish Nun Gimel. The Bir Halacha says, even if it's going to get better overnight, that's okay as long as it is fully cooked from before Shabbos. Yeah.
What if it's not fully cooked, but it's something that could be eaten raw?
Doesn't matter. Could be eaten raw. It's not an issue by Hilchos Shabbos. No. That's like Bishul Akel. But if it's not fully cooked, then you're still subject to Bishul Daraisa. Number one, Mehusha Kaltzarecho. Number two, a covered flame. It has to be a covered fire. You cannot put anything on an open fire on Shabbos, period. It has to be a covered flame. There's no wiggle room by those two. Right, those two are ma'akev. If it's not fully cooked, if it's not a covered flame, then I cannot put it, you know, put it back. Number three, cham b'miksas. Still a little warm. Cham b'miksas. What exactly does that mean? What does it mean a little warm? Look in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Nun Gimel. Reish Nun Gimel. Sifbeis. Kira shehi grufo ketuma. That means it's covered, right? You either swept out or it's covered. But not akadera me'aleho. You took the kadera off. Afilu b'shabes mutalat zira. So the language of the Shulchan Aruch is calls man shehi rosachas. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. It still has to be boiling. It still has to be boiling. The Mishnah Berurah notes, based on what the Rama says later, nagu lahakel amonis tanim lagamer. Remember we had that Rama by Bishul Akarbishul. So the minhag of Ashkenazim is as long as it's a little warm, as long as it's not nistanim legamrei, it is okay, and that's the third condition for what you need for bishul. That is number three. So mevusha kol tzarcho, covered flame, still a little warm. Meaning, according to this third category, you can't take something out of the refrigerator and put it on a covered fire. If we would stop here. There's other issues that we'll get to. But according to this, right, that's taking something out of the fridge and putting it onto a covered fire. If we would stop here, that would be a problem because it's not cham anymore. Yeah.
What if you would let it cool down and then let it get boiled again by the sun?
Meaning if it gets warmed by the sun in between? It doesn't come up so often. I don't know. There'll be another cooler that we'll get to soon. Okay, but then we have the last two. The last two are mentioned in the Gemara. They're mentioned in the Gemara, and they're mentioned in the Ramah. In the Ramah. Number four, Oda B'yada. Should be in your hand. Can't put it down. You know, want to take out some challan, take it out, hold it, let somebody, you need two people usually, dish it out. Oda B'yada. The Shulchan Aruch does not quote that, the Ramah does. Oda B'yada has to still be in your hand. The Shulchan Aruch just quotes, you can't put it on the ground. Lo hinicha al gabei karka. You can't put it on the ground. But the Gemara in Shabbos Lama Chesma Beis has all these conditions. You have there in source of the seven. This is where the conditions come from. It comes from the Gemara. So the Shulchan Aruch says you can't put it down. That's what the Gemara says. But the Ramah says the language is viyado. The Ramosha says, even if you put it on the ground, as long as your hand is still on the handle, it's still okay. Sometimes there's a heavy pot. Can't hold it so long. So even if you put it down, as long as your hand is still on the handle, that's still called biyado. The Ramosha says that. Yesh lahakel says Ramosha, because that is still called biyado. Right? What very lamaisa in this condition. One second is counters. Counters are not the ground. We don't put food on the ground generally. We put it on a counter. So is that called ground or is that called air? So if you look in the Archa Shabbos, in source number 11 you have it. So, and in the footnotes there, he quotes the Mitzias and the Svaras Lakan Lakan. He says, what's the problem with the ground in the Gemara? Because when you put it on the ground, it's basically being Mesiach Das that you can put it back. Remember this, what we're trying to explain. Hachzara is mutter if you can look at it as a returning to a fire. But if it's called an esino v'chachila, if it's viewed as something new, that's a problem on Shabbos. So if you put it on the ground, that's basically you're done with it. You're Mesiach Das. So that's what the Gemara says. But let's say nowadays you don't put any pots on the ground. You just put it on the counter. So is the counter like the ground? So in the heart, and you see in the footnote, he says, Lachara Mitzias Shoshaya Shabim Mitbach, it's verse number 12. The counters in our kitchens, and in the Mamamas, the Kisi Vesafsal. It's not like a chair. The Kisi Vesafsal, in the Machan and Klam Makam Silo. If you put it on a chair, then you're obviously not going to leave it there. Not going to leave it there, and therefore that's good. But our counters are like the Talmud's ground. So maybe a counter is not okay. Mashenki and Hashayish, Umashamish Lashematarot. Right? The counter, sometimes you put it there when you take it off the fire, and sometimes you put it there when you're gonna put it back. But maybe it should be more chamor. So he says maybe it depends if you put it right next to where you took it off from, or you put it far away. Either way, if you have your hand on it, that's good. And that's what you should do, to have the hand on it. Number five. Yeah.
Having your hands on it, does that mean like you can theoretically be holding it at that moment if the counter disappeared? Like,
no, it does not have. You don't have to be holding it if the counter disappears.
It just touches.
Just have the hand on it. Just be standing there like this. Okay. With your hand on it. That's it. That's all you need. And number five, Daito Lahapsir. Daito Lahapsir. You have das, specific intent to put it back. Intent to put it back. So in Lumdis, this is a big discussion in the postgame. Is there a positive requirement to put it back? Or is there a problem to think that you're not going to put it back? Like, which is it? Right? Is it ruined if you think you're not going to put it back? Or do you need to think, you know, you're going to put it back? Well, my nafka mina, what if you were just daydreaming? What if you weren't, like, really focusing on whether you're going to put it back or not? You didn't have positive das, you didn't have negative das. This is a footnote in the Shabbos kitchen you have there. Yeshlis topic hagdaras hatnai shel daito achzira. The subject said no gim ol ma'isa. We should not talk there. Belishum das b'fereshes in mutar ol achzira. Or what if it fell off? What if you come and somehow it's off? It's off the covered fire. We'll get to this later on. What if the fire went out? So no longer on. So it got removed, but there wasn't das not to put it back, but there wasn't das to put it back. So, look, at Chila, definitely one should have kavana, positive kavana to put it back. Rabbi Kiv Eger discusses, the Beralach quotes Rabbi Kiv Eger here, could you ruin your friend's, you know, pot? Let's say you're a guest and you want to help out, but you didn't realize that they were serving the shalom tomorrow, he said, tonight you take it off. Like, so you didn't have thoughts to put it back, but the host says, what are you doing? So, could you ruin the host? So, again, that's enough. We mean it. Do you need positive... No positive das or not. Either way, lamaisa, one should try one's best to have positive das to put it back. These are the five conditions. You can't get away with that without the first three. Again, mehusha kol tzarcho, covered fire, chava mixas. The last two we'll talk about in a minute. But ode biyado odai delahatzir. Lechat chila, definitely all five are required. Just one note before I take the question. There is a ramah. There is a Ramah, and Post can quote this Ramah. It's not a Ramah that we should rely on Lechachila, but it's a good Ramah to know. Why is it a good Ramah to know? Because what we've said a number of times. If there's a Shita out there that says what's going on is Mutter, you can eat the food. Remember that Prima Gada. If there's a Shita out there that says what you're doing is okay, then even if you don't rely on that Lechachila, you can eat the food. So the Ramah quotes the Ramah. The Ramah quotes the Ra. In Rishon Gimel on this set that says all of these conditions, meaning including 3, 4, and 5. 1 and 2, there's no wiggle room, 1 and 2. But 3, 4, and 5, the other three conditions of Achzara are only needed if it wasn't on the fire when Shabbos started. It wasn't on the fire when Shabbos started, meaning it was in the refrigerator when Shabbos started, you're taking it out for the first time on Shabbos morning. So that's why. But the Ran has a kula. The Ramah quotes it. That if it was on the fire, it was on the covered fire Friday night, when Shabbos started, during Ben Hashmashos, and then you put it into the fridge after that, you can take it out the next morning and put it back on. Meaning you don't need 3, 4, and 5. The Yesh Omrim, says the Rama. The Kalzeh in Oz Arakish and Natalo Menakira Mibo Yom, below Hexira at Shechashecha. Avalom Lakacho Misham Mishechashecha, he took it off only after Gadar, Afilo Nicho Gabekarka, Mutter. Even if you put it on the ground, and even if you didn't have that, Hachzir. Because, what's the Lumdis? Because when Shabbos started, it was on. So even if you didn't have Das, when you put it back, it's defined as a Hachazara. It's not defined as a Nesina Lechatfila. So that is a big kula. The Rama quotes it. He says, Noagim Samar Meiko, V'tova Hachmir. Tova Hachmir, Mishnah Berurah, Ki Harbe Postim Chokin Alaran. But it's a schus on the minhag, so there are those that do this. One should know that they won't count their alignments. This is step one in Achzara, the five conditions. Now what we're going to get into is all the applications and examples and all the different ways to put this into practice. Yeah, Eli.
Oh, so the video by Dadi Lachzer, if you were like Stam daydreaming.
We're gonna get to it. Yeah.
The kula of the ran applies for all types of cooked foods.
All types of foods, but again, you get it if it's liquid, then you get into issues of bishulach abishul, which is within the Daraisa world, not just the Darabana world. But this is at least dry for sure. Yeah.
Now it's just for conditions 4 and 5, right?
Hmm.
Now it's just for conditions 4 and 5 that have.
And 3.
And 3 also.
Meaning you can take it out of the fridge, it's not chav mixas anymore.
What's the star for 3?
I'm saying for all 3, you only need the 5 conditions according to this shita. You know, when it wasn't there before when Shabbos started, because then you know, it's called the Nesina Lechatchila. But if it's, you know, if it was there when Shabbos started, then it can be viewed as just a returning, and then it's okay. Good. So now let's get into some applications of these rules. Number one, b'di'evit. Let's say you didn't have any of the conditions. So 1, 2, and 3, you can't get out of. 3, except for that rod. 4 and 5. Daito lahachzir and biyado, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, if one of them you forgot, then it's okay. B'di'evit. Sifkat nun vav, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, if you took your hand off of it for a minute, if you didn't have das, right, if one or the other, mekilin, right? So, if you one or the other, so both one probably should try not to rely on. Meaning, if it's not biyado and it wasn't daito lahachzir, so then it could be aim lahakel akhil. Right? So, one or the other, that's okay to rely on. What happens if it's happened sometimes. You go to your food that's on a covered fire, and somehow the fire went out. I remember one time it happened a couple years ago that somebody, you know, our crock pot, you switch it to from high to low before Shabbos. So instead of going from high to low, somebody switched it from high to off. So it was off. You didn't realize it until like 3 hours into Shabbos, you realize what's going on here. So it was still hot, it was still warm, but it wasn't boiling, and by Shabbos morning it was not going to be good anymore. So am I allowed to do anything? What am I allowed to do? So there's no daito lahachzir there, but it wasn't daito not to be lahachzir, then the fire went out by itself. So in that case, one is allowed to find another covered fire and put it on. Right? Even though you're missing certain conditions, you still have 3. You still have 1, 2, and 3 there. So even though there you're missing both, but you're not really missing both. You didn't have, if daito lahachzir is just a problem of, right, you don't have kavana not to put it back, there you didn't have any kavana to take it off. So in that case, one would be able to put it on another covered fire. Moshe says this in Sor 16. Sor 16, you can put it, or Shmir Shabbos also says it, Kavsa lahava shakdeir al gabel, if the fire went out, yasim osa. Uba, you can put it. Uba ha'okhala mabusha kal tzarcho, as long as it's fully cooked. But then ochat le'exas, and it's still warm. Agave derecheret, yitzvah kapsho, v'yalgav ya'esh. Right on another fire that is covered and have the other conditions in place. Good. What about different areas on a heat source? Sometimes this is definitely on a blech, but also sometimes on a hot plate. There's like the really hot spot. We have one of those. There's like the hot spot on the hot plate, and then the pretty warm spots. But there's one spot you put the soup, right? And the other spot, or on a blech that's over the fire and the other areas on the blech. And so you let it move it around on the blech or on the hot plate. So this is a machlokas between Rav Moshe and Rav Yashiv. What's the determining factor? Rav Moshe says, and I think this is what many assume, Rav Moshe says that it goes by temperature. It goes by temperature. Any yatzo lettuce bo spot is equal. Even if one is hotter than the other one. Any yatzo lettuce bo spot is equal. If it's not yatzo lettuce bo, it's not equal. And this gives a cool and a chumra. Meaning it's a chumra in that, let's say something is on the blech, and it is in a place that's not yatzo lettuce bo. Right, so then one can't be, right, if you didn't think about it, and you're not being cold, you're not holding like that rod, then to move it onto the covered fire, well, you didn't start with, you let, it's kilu, it was off. Kilu was off the fire. So to put it on, you need the conditions, and if not, you know, it's a problem. But according to your Moshe, if it's yatzo lettuce bo, so then it doesn't matter where it is, you're allowed to move it, it's kilu, it's on. So it goes by temperature. And you could also put it on the blech lechatchila in a place that's not yatzo lettuce bo. That's also a cool one, according to your motion. Yeah.
And that includes moving it to a completely separate fire.
Yeah.
That.
You can move it to a different fire also, a different covered fire. That's fine. Rav Yashiv, in the Otsos HaShabbos quarter of the year, says, no, it goes by, you know, the blech. The blech is, or the hot plate in the case would be one, you don't go by temperature, you go by just being on the blech. So you cannot put it on the blech, even to a non-yatzo lettuce bo spot. Because the chavah were not machal be'makom la'makom. To put it on there, even if it's not because they got the yatzo lettuce bo, it'll be asur. But if it's in a non-yatzo lettuce bo spot, you can move it over. There's a kula and a chumra in each shita. Kula and a chumra in each shita. Okay, what about netilah betos? We mentioned this earlier. Let's say the husband goes in, it usually goes this way. Right, the husband goes in and he wants to help out. You know, finally, he never like helps out. He goes to help that kitchen, takes the thing off, and starts like taking it out and about to put it on the plate. And then, oh, what are you doing? That's for tomorrow. Right, it was a netilah betos. He didn't have in mind to put it back, but it was a mistake. Netilah betos. So lachar, we're makel there. Plus the fact that you want to rely on the ron. But if you see the Otsos HaShabbos and the Shemir Shabbos, they say netilah betos would be a mutter to put back. Mutter to put back. Good. Last point in this section. No, two more points. Or so. Pina mimecha mumecha. This is already in the Gemara. Very important. Lamaisa case. What about switching containers? Let's say you serve the soup. Let's say you're a soup family at both meals. You have soup on the black and you have it the next day too. But you serve the soup, and now it's just a huge container. You want to move it to a smaller container, but keep it on the put it on back on the covered fire. Pina mimecha lamecha. Switching containers, switching pots. So that is the Shaar HaTzion says that's mutter. The Shaar HaTzion in Rishon Gimel Sif Katan Mem Zayin says that it is yishdeo shemakilu v'mecham sheni yishlismochal makilu v'bayazu. Where else does this come up, switching containers? Comes up in very often. The chalent is getting dry. You want to add water to the chalent. So what do? So lechatchila, we spoke about this when we spoke about Erud a couple weeks ago. The best thing to do is to take the urn, the insert, have in mind, it's a cover, you line the inside, we'll get to that. And then you had in mind to put it back. You bring it over to under the urn. You open up the urn. The boiling water goes straight in. You mix it. Remember the kolbo? You can't mix it once it's on the fire. So you mix it, put the cover on, and then put it back in. That's the best. Kli rishon to kli rishon. Sometimes that's not possible. It's hard where the urn is. You can't put it under. So one is allowed. One is allowed to put it into a kli sheni and then quickly put it back into the insert, into the chalent. But again, one is off the fire, because there are machmor for that kolbo. So again, one is allowed to do that, even though you're going in from one pot to a different pot. Pino mecha mecha, it is mutter. Again, only as long as you know it's on a covered fire. The second one has to be on a covered fire, or else one wouldn't be able to do it. Again, very halacha l'maisa. What happens if the cover, you know, if the black falls off, we said, or any type of cover, the tinfoil comes off, one flat of cover on Shabbos. That is okay. So this is all relating to the conditions of Hachazara. But there are now, let's see how much we can do today, there are a number of other options of putting food onto heat sources on Shabbos. Let's say, right, you want to take something out of the fridge and put it on the heat source on Shabbos morning. Right? It happens in all of our houses. So you can, and you don't want to be relying on the rod. Right? The remote machine, the rod. That's only the bidyevet. So what do you do? How do you warm up schnitzel? How do you warm up schnitzel? How do you warm up chicken? How do you warm up kugel? You take it out of the refrigerator Shabbos morning. What do? So there are a couple of other options. So there is one that's sometimes used, not often. The Shulchan Aruch talks about samach. Let's say you don't put them on the fire, you put it next to the fire. Let's say you put something next to the urn. Next to the urn, that's okay. And again, as long as it's dry. But I'm going to put a kugel next to the urn, and that's samach. So it's not on top of a heat source, it's next to the heat source. That's mutter, that's not matzik mevashel. Nobody cooks that way. So as long as there's no bishul d'oraisa, there's no bishul d'rabbanan either. So samach is okay, that's mutter. Number two. Kedera al gabe kedera. The famous heter of kedera al gabe kedera. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, Reish Nun Gimel Sif Hei. If I have one pot, and this pot has been, let's say, you have a crock pot, and the challah's been cooking all night. So I'm going to take schnitzel and put it on top of the crock pot. That's called kedera al gabe kedera. Nobody cooks that way. That's not the normal way of cooking. That doesn't have the five requirements, but don't worry, you don't need them. You only need the five conditions if you're going to a covered fire. This is better than a covered fire. This is on top of a pot, which is on top of the fire. That's the heter of kedera al gabe kedera. That's Reish Nun Gimel Sif Hei. Mutter litein al pi kedera schame b'shabes tapshosh and espatsa me'er b'shabes kol tzarcha. L'fisha ein derach bishol b'kach. Ein derach bishol b'kach. There's no mechzikim of ashol there. There is a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in one place seems to say not, but the answer that most achronim give is the bottom pot at least has to be full, has to have food in it. There's a steer in the Shulchan Aruch which we're not going to get into now, Reish Nun Gimel Gimel to Reish Nun Gimel Hei, but the way that most achronim answer, the Bir Halacha quotes from the Prima Gadim, is that Kedera Ba'al Kedera works as long as the bottom Kedera is full. It has food in it. And the lumdis that the achronim give, Tosefta Shabbos, is that if the bottom pot is full, then the top pot is being cooked by the kind of the food in the bottom pot, not by the fire underneath all the way down. That's why it's mutter. You have like this hefsek. You have this in between. If it's an empty pot, then it maybe it's no better than a blech. And therefore you will need the conditions of Achzara. But as long as it's full, so then it is okay. That's kedera al gabe kedera. Put something on top of the urn, put something on top of any type of pot that is full on under it. The Shevet Alegre of Vosner says, I have this there in a couple of sources from our reading so much inside, in Aleph Sadi Aleph, that if you have a blech and then an empty pot on top of it, then you could also put the pots, kedera al gabe kedera, at work, even though the empty pot is under it. Because there, you can't say the bottom pot is like a block. You already have a block under it. So, let's say you don't have anything cooking. You want to put something on your block. So, if you have your block, and then an empty pot, and then something on top of the empty pot, a tin foil pan turned over. Right? So, if that's on top of a block, so then that could be nefshav, kedera, gabe kedera, according to him as well. Again, if you put food on something that's never used for cooking, let's say you have a radiator. You have a heater, a space, okay? I'm not talking about the danger right now. I'm talking about something that's not dangerous. And something that's hot, then you put it on. So again, if there's something that's subject to bishul d'oraisa, you can't. We mentioned, you put in your wet gloves, right, on the radiator. You can't do that. That's cooking the water in the radiator. That's bishul d'oraisa, possibly. But if you're putting it on some weird type of heating source, that would be mutter, because that is not maxi, not Mechzik and Mevasha. There is something that's not as popular now. I think 25 years ago it was more popular. Let me know if anybody has it. The Kedera Blech. The Kedera Blech on their house. The Unblech. I think hot plates are just the way to go these days. There used to be something called the Kedera Blech. I gave you some of the literature in it. It was basically, it looks like a blech, but it wasn't a blech. It was like two tins that fit on top of each other, and you put water in the middle. So basically, it's a little thicker. It looks like a blech, but you don't need like a whole pot. And it functions like a full Kedera. Like a full pot. It covers all the flames. You put water in it, so it's like a there's like a rectangular Kedera. And then you can put stuff on top of it. So that was what somebody came up with. Rav Schechter supported it, and others, other postkim were against it, because it looks like a blech. Mechzik mevashel. So if one has it, yesh mi'am alisma. There's plenty of postkim that say that it's mutter, because it is a pot on the bottom, but again, it's not as popular these days, so we don't have to focus on it. So let's talk about the two very lemaisa cases that come up. So a crock pot. A crock pot. Cholent. Cholent. You want to take cholent Friday night. You want to take cholent for kiddush. Let's put it back on. So what do you do? So first of all, right, one has to make sure that it's fully cooked. Fully cooked. It's been cooking for many hours. Great. If you put it out right before Shabbos, if it's not fully cooked, you can't touch it. Number one, fully cooked. Number two.
Are you going to put it over? You can't put it in right before Shabbos anyway.
You can, we said, as if it's covered, if it's a covered. We said, we mentioned, maker at din, if it's Bachel Ben Jusaw, we pass on the Chananya maker at din, then it's Mutter even without a covered fire. But Lachachila, we try to back up with our banan that to wine. So, as long as it's fully cooked, and it's a covered fire. So, what does that mean? 99% of the post can say, you line the inside of the crock pot with tinfoil. So, not only for Shehiyah purposes, like we said, Lachachila like the Rabbanan, but for Hachazara purposes. Right, if somebody says, I'm not touching my challah, I'm just taking it out once and that's it. So technically, they don't have to line the inside of their crock pot. Because remember, we pass on like Hananya, maker at the end, that once it's Machlo Ben Drusoy, then you don't need to have it on a covered fire. That was last one. Well, with Achila, we should have it anyway. But if you want to put it back, then for sure. So it has to be fully cooked, it has to be a covered fire. It's hot, it's in there. So what do? You take it out, die to Lahachsir, you have in mind you're going to put it back. You keep it in your hand. Sometimes you'll need two people. One to hold the side of the crock pot, and somebody stand there. Just stand there with your hand on it. And the other person serving it, then you put the cover back on and put it back on. Five conditions of Hamzara, that's the classic case. And Mutu L'Chanchila. Mutu L'Chanchila with five conditions of Hamzara. Yeah.
Why don't we assume that the heating elements are covered by the...
So again, Rav Avadya writes that, we'll get to that at some point, that the heating elements, the coils inside are covered by the metal piece. That's the bottom of the. Well, we assume the postkim assume that the whole thing is called fire. It's not just the coils; the metal is part of the fire too, and therefore it's that's not called covered unless you line it.
Can two different people switch off holding it?
Yes, two people can switch off. Yeah,
Back to the two examples of putting it next on the side or there agabi there, that would permit even liquids as long as it doesn't get tiyadik to the light as well.
Yes. Yes. As long as it's not the asalendispa, even liquids. And what about a hot plate? What about a hot plate? So, most people have hot plates today that are not adjustable. Right? There's no knobs. You just plug it in. So if it's adjustable, which are the less common, then you have to, that's pashtus, you have to cover the knobs, and maybe you can cover the thing, that's a covered fire. And therefore you need the tsunami of achzara. You need the conditions of achzara if it has knob. If it does not have adjustable knobs, if you just plug it in, there's nothing to adjust. So, what do you consider a hot plate? So, there are those people, that my wife, we don't put stuff directly on because usually it burns anyway. But let's say for halachic purposes, not for just burning purposes. So, many, the Shmir Shabbos and many folks can say a hot plate is considered a covered fire. No knobs, so it's kilo, it's covered fire. What does covered fire mean? That you need the other conditions. Of Achzara. You can't take something and put it directly on from the fridge. Because it's a covered fire. So you have one and two, but you still need 3, 4, and 5. So in that case, you'd have to do Kedera Agabi Kedera. You'd have to turn over a tin on the hot plate and then put a pot on top of it, and that'll be Kedera Agabi Kedera. And then, like the Shevet Alevi said, you have the kilo, it's a blech underneath. Rabbi Willig, though, understands a Reboshe, and there are a number of others. Rav Avadya also make up for a different reason that say no, a hot plate without knobs is better than a covered fire. is better than that. Nobody cooks on a hot plate. It's meant for warming things up. And therefore, you're allowed to put stuff directly on the hot plate. Again, as long as there's no bishul d'oraisa. Because it's better than a covered fire. I gave you a Bewuli from a Sefer writes this. Toward the end, I gave this to you. But that is again a big discussion in the poskim. So one should ask their local poskim. Rav Avadya is the one that provided things that a hot plate is called k'dera gam k'dera because you have the space. With the, you go look in the Rav Avadya. So yesh makom mahakel if one wants to do that. Just the last point, and that is an oven. That's a big problem. That's a much bigger problem than anything else up till now. To be machzir something into an oven. A warming drawer that's not going to get yassa lettuce bow, so is okay if it's not going to get the yassa lettuce bow. They make warming drawers that's just warming. You can't cook in it. But if it's mamish an oven, like with a Shabbos setting helps out for the oven issue, about the oven going up and down. But for the food issue, hachazara, so putting something into an oven, that's pretty Mexican mamashalish. Right? Like, what do you... Unless you have like an oven insert, like nobody has, right? Like you cover. Some is there. They quote Bashem, one of the two poskim, Rabbi Adar quotes Rabbi Aaron Kahler. Like we mentioned, maybe covering the knob, that's enough. Remember we spoke about that last week. So, is there a shita to rely on again in terms of eating the food? Yes, but generally that's a much bigger of an issue because that's really looks messy. Kibavasha. Okay, this is Hakzara, main issues. We have one more Hatmana. Insulation, and that'll be related to Hatmana before Shabbos and on Shabbos. So that Hashem we'll get to, but Shehiyah was before, Hatzara is on. Hatmana will be both. Okay, we'll stop. One more shear, and then probably after that we'll get into some Purim shear. We'll have to see what the story is. Shkoyach.